开始的时候，我想我们还是先一同读一些主的话。
When we begin, I think we should start with by the reading of some scriptures of the Lord.
那么，请弟兄姊妹打开提摩太后书。
I invite brothers and sisters to turn to 2 Timothy,
第二章
Chapter 2.
我们要把第一节到第七节再读一遍。
We shall read from verses 1 to 7 once more.
我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来，你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。凡在军中当兵的，不将事物缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。人若在场上比武，非按规矩就不能得冠冕。劳力的农夫理当先得粮食。我所说的话你要思想，因为凡事主必给你聪明。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 1 to 7. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses,Commit this to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. You, therefore, must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engages in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops.Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things.
哥林多前书第九章
First Corinthians chapter 9,
第二十四节到二十七节
From verse 24 to verse 27.
岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人。你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。凡脚力争胜的，诸事都有节制。他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我斗拳不像打空气的。我是攻克己身，叫身服我。恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
First Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 to 27.Do you not know that those who run in the race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air.But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified.
腓立比书第三章
Philippians chapter 3,
第十三节和十四节
verses 13 and 14.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Philippians chapter 3 verses 13 and 14. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
然后，马太福音
The Gospel of Matthew
第五章
Chapter 5
十七节到十九节
Verses 17 to 19
莫想我来要废掉律法和先知我来不是要废掉乃是要成全我实在告诉你们就是到天地都要废去了律法的一点一画也不能废去都要成全 所以无论何人废掉这诫命中最小的一条，又教训人这样做，他在天国里要称为最小的；但无论何人遵行这诫命，又教训人遵行，他在天国要称为大的。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 17 to 19. Do not think that I came to destroy the law of the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. More assuredly, I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Verse 19, whoever therefore breaks one of these, of the least of these commandments, and teaches men so, shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
罗马书第七章
Romans chapter 7,
第十二节
verse 12.
这样看来，律法是圣洁的，诫命也是圣洁、公义、良善的。
Romans 7 verse 12. Therefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good.
第十四节
verse 14.
我们原晓得律法是属乎灵的，但我是属乎肉体的，是已经卖给罪了。
For we know that the law is spiritual,But I am carnal, so under sin.
然后二十二节到二十五节
From verse 22 to 25 of the same chapter.
因为按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律了。
Romans chapter 7 verse 22 to 25. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man.But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin.
第八章第一节到第四节
Chapter 8 verses 1 to 4
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案，使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。
Romans chapter 8 verses 1 to 4 There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did send by sending his own Son,In the likeness of sinful flesh, or on the account of sin, he condemns sin in the flesh. Verse 4, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
我们昨天晚上已经和弟兄姊妹讲到。
Last evening, we have mentioned to brothers and sisters.
这一次呢，我们要从提摩太后书第二章里面我们来看使徒保罗的一个劝勉。
We have discussed with brothers and sisters that we shall be focusing on 2 Timothy chapter 2 and looking at the exhortation by the Apostle Paul to Timothy.
这是使徒保罗呢对着他年轻的同工的最后的一个劝勉。
We know that this is the last exhortation by the Apostle Paul to his co-worker Timothy.
我们讲到在特别在第二章的里面
we focus especially on chapter 2,
他提到几个很简单的比喻。
Paul gave mention of a very few simple examples.
特别前面的一共五个比喻，前面的三个比喻。
There were actually five examples, but the first three examples,
especially, 讲到一些非常基本的一些属灵的经历。
And these three examples describe some very basic spiritual experiences.
但是这些呢，是基督徒属灵生活的一个根基。
But these, although simple, they are yet the foundation of a Christian living.
使徒保罗用了非常简单的一些比喻来解说这些。
So Paul used these very basic examples to describe his experiences.
我们已经讲过啊，这些比喻啊，都包含着很多完整的真理在里面。
We know that although these examples they include encompass a lot of spiritual truth.
更重要的是一些属灵经历的原则在里面。
And especially some spiritual principles as well.
我们讲到在提摩太后书里面，保罗没有在讲什么高深的道理。
We know that in 2 Timothy, Paul did not bring in any new or deeper doctrines.
因为他知道提摩太对于神的永远的旨意和神的托付已经有了认识。
Because Paul already knew that Timothy has already understood what's the man by all those higher order principles such as the eternal purpose of God.
今天我们更需要的是要有一些基本的经历。
So today what we need is very basic experiences.
那么这样神的托付、神的旨意在我们身上才能够被实行出来。
So what God has entrusted to us can be put into practice and be carried out.
所以保罗在这里说到
So Paul mentioned here,
他说这些事你要思想。
So Paul said, consider these things.
如果你思想这些事，神会给你聪明智慧，能明白一切事情。
Then God, if you consider these things, God will give you understanding in all these things.
所以虽然这些比喻都很简单。
So although these examples are very simple.
因为这里面包含了使徒保罗一生的经历在里面。
But yet it encompasses the entire experiences, spiritual experiences of Paul.
所以我们没有一个人可以轻看这个。
So we cannot despise all these examples.
并且呢，他在第二节里面讲的第二章第二节。
So especially in Timothy chapter 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2.
他说呢，你要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
And says that and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit this to faithful men.
这意思说，不仅你自己需要有好的经历，你还要教导别人。
So it means that not only you need to have these experiences, but you must also be able to teach others of this.
使这些人也还能继续再教导别人。
And so that these faithful men, they can also continue to teach others.
所以可见这些经历虽然很基本，但是很重要。
So although we see this principles and examples are very simple, but they are of extreme importance.
所以基督徒一代一代的要传下去。
And so one generation to the next generation, they must spread this downwards.
因为你有了这些经历。
Because once you have this experience,
你才能使神的那个心意呢，在我们身上呢，有路可行。
Then only then the pleasure of God can work through our lives.
我们昨天晚上已经讲过了。
So last evening we have mentioned.
他所提到第一个就是我们要做耶稣基督的精兵。
Last time we have mentioned and shared that we must be a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
他不仅讲到兵啊，要做基督耶稣的精兵，做好兵。
He says not only being a soldier, but he mentioned that you need to be a good soldier.
我们要知道，我们基督徒一蒙恩得救之后呢，我们每一个人都是主的兵。
So we know that once we have been accepted Christ as our Savior, then we've been enlisted as His soldiers.
但是呢，我们是不是一个好的兵呢？
But are we a good soldier of the Lord?
是不是一个好，就是一个精兵呢？
Are we a good soldier?
所以这个是今天我们在主面前需要注意的。
So this is something we need to pay attention to.
我们昨天讲为什么保罗讲我们要做精兵呢？
We have discussed why Paul wanted us to be a good soldier.
他只讲到了这个当精兵中间一个非常重要的一个点。
He mentioned about one special, very important characteristics of a good soldier.
如果你要做一个好的一个精兵的话呢，你就不能被这个事物所缠累。
And so, if you want to be a good soldier, you must not be entangled by the affairs of the world.
所以因此呢，你做这个精兵的主要的目的是什么？第一个，你要先对这些缠累你的事物啊。你要先能够摆脱它。
And so you must be able to free yourselves from all these things that entangle you if you want to be a good soldier.
我们还不是急着要去跟敌人打仗。
We are not desperate in wanting to go and fight with the enemies.
所以保罗在这里告诉我们，基督徒需要有一个自由的。
And so Paul tells us that Christians, we need to have this liberty.
我们属灵生命的成长需要一个自由。
Our spiritual growth requires that element, that liberty.
我们要侍奉主，我们需要一个自由。
If we want to serve the Lord, we must have that liberty.
我们知道这个自由对基督徒来讲很重要。
And so this liberty of freedom is very important
for
Christians. 我们
要一种轻省的生活跟随主。
We must not be heavily burdened so that we can follow the Lord.
如果我们呢是被这个仇敌的各样的事物、世界东西把它缠累死的话呢，我们跟随主就很困难。
So if we entangle with so many things put down by the enemies, then we'll have a very difficult way ahead with the Lord.
所以做精兵最主要的一个经历，就是要能够胜过这些所有缠累我们的事。
So if you want to be a good soldier, you must be able to overcome all those things that entangle us.
我们昨天也讲到，如果你要做个好的军人
，So we mentioned if you want to be a good soldier,
你要需要受严格的训练，学会顺服。
So you need training and you need to learn obedience.
你要对神所给我们的军装你要能够很精炼会用。
And so you must be very able to be equip yourself with the armor of God, and not only be equip yourself, but you must be very familiar with it.
我们也需要有好的士气。
And we need to have good morale, high morale.
昨天晚上我们已经交通到了。
And so last evening we have mentioned this.
那么今天我们要进到第二个点。
And so this evening we want to go to a second point.
第二个点就在第五节说的。
And this is mentioned in verse 5.
人若在场上比武，非按规矩，就不能得冠冕。
And it says that, and also if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules.
他实际讲到的是要做一个好的运动员。
And so it mentioned here that we need to be a good athlete.
这个我们读保罗的书信的时候
So we know when we read the epistles by Paul,
我们会发现这个保罗好像对运动也蛮有兴趣。
Then we discover that Apostle Paul is very interested in sports.
他好像我们很多人一样很喜欢运动。
It's just like many of us who like sports.
他自己有没有常常运动我们不知道。
We do not know whether Paul has exercised and taken part in sports. We do not know.
因为圣经里面他没有讲他有没有运动。
Because in the Bible, it did not mention that Paul is a sports, take part in sports.
我们晓得他对运动很有兴趣。
But we know that, at least we know that Paul is very interested in sporting events.
因为在保罗所处那个时代，时代。
Because in the times in which Paul is living in,
在希腊的文化的影响底下
，under the influence of the Greek culture，
他们是非常注重运动的。
We know that they very emphasize on sporting events.
希腊人呢，他们也特别很注重这个体态的健美。
And you know that the Greeks are very pay careful attention to the extreme of their postures and how the beautiful muscles here and there.
所以我们都知道这个奥林匹克运动会这个是从希腊来的。
So we know that the Olympic Games initially comes from Greek.
现代人很多人在那锻炼这个肌肉锻炼这个体态这个都是希腊文化。
And so you see how people are building up muscles here and there. We know that all this comes from Greece.
所以保罗在他的时代里面，他对这运动会什么的。你看他也蛮有兴趣。
So we see that Paul is very interested in all these games and Olympic events that occurs at that time.
我们怎么知道呢
？How do we know？
因为你读他的圣经，读他写的书信里面，他提到很多关于运动的事情。
Because if you read his epistles, then you take note that Paul mentioned many of these sporting things.
我发现他在这个所有的运动里面他还有一些项目是他特别喜欢的。
And you know that among these sporting events, there are some games that Paul especially like.
比方说赛跑，他很喜欢这个赛跑。
No, for example, Paul is interested in athletics events.
所以在哥林多前书里面讲，他说我奔跑不是没有定向。
So he say I run not without a purpose, not without a goal.
他的书信里面提到很多赛跑的事情。
And so in his epistles, he mentioned a lot about races.
还有一个呢，我觉得他喜欢打拳击。
Another thing, we know that he liked to box.
他说我的斗拳不是打空气。
So he said, I box not aimlessly, but or neither is he beating the air.
你知道吗？这句话是蛮专业的话。
So we know that these are very specific professional.
哎，保罗还懂得怎么打拳呢。
So we see how Paul really know how to box.
为什么呢
？Why is that so?
我这个高中的时候啊。
Because when I'm in the my pre-U days, college.
High school
days.
那我的有一个同学很喜欢打，他是个很好的拳击手。
No, I have a classmate who is a very good boxer.
有一次他就跟我讲
，one occasion he spoke to me.
他说你知道吗？我们在上场比赛的时候啊。
So you know when we go into the ring to compete,
这个打拳呢最怕是打空了。
And when you box is one thing that we are very afraid of when we beat the air.
他说你知道我们最费力气最消耗体力是什么就打空拳。
You know that we really exhaust all our energy and it's worse if we beat the air and miss the target.
所以你看见保罗懂得的。
So we see Paul knows about this.
保罗说我斗拳不是打空气。
So you know when Paul says I fight, I do not beat the air.
所以打拳是有对象的。
So when you box, you have a target in mind.
哎，你一定要打到那个人呢、啊。那个拳头才有力。
So it's only when your fist hit the other person, then you give him all your energy.
如果挥空拳的话呢，你就突然消耗体力。
But if you box and miss the target, then you are wasting your own energy.
所以你看保罗在这里讲了一个内行话，不是外行话。
So you see, Paul speaks of the inside things of boxing.
他懂得这个拳击的。
And so you know that he knows.About this sport.
他不仅懂得拳击啊。
Not only know about sport boxing.
我们还有发现，他很喜欢摔跤啊。
We also know that he like to wrestle.
Wrestling. 他喜欢这个。因为什么呢？你在以弗所书第六章里面就讲到了。
Because in Ephesians chapter 6, you know.
他说我们与那空中执政掌权者的首领征战，那个中文翻成征战，其实原文的意思就是 wrestling, 就是摔跤。
You know how we wrestle the principalities of the air?
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你读保罗书信还有没有读到他喜欢其他的运动
？I do not know, brothers and sisters, when you read the epistles of Paul, have you read of any other games that he likes?
但是至少我读出来他喜欢这三方面的运动。
When I read the epistles and found that at least he is interested in these three events.
那么并且呢，当他看这个运动的时候啊。
And when he look at these sporting events, or he's as a spectator,
他还有一个属灵上的领会。
We know that he also receives spiritual insight into these matters.
我不知道你们在看那个 sports game 的时候，你看的时候还会不会有属灵的领会
？So I do not know when you have been a spectator to the sporting event. I do not whether you receive any spiritual inspiration.
所以保罗就把这些东西运用在属灵的经历上。
So when he look at all this, he use this into it.Bring them into his spiritual life, his experiences.
所以这个也是一个蛮有趣的一件事情。
So isn't it something very interesting?
那么保罗就用了这个运动员的这个他们的一些规则来解释属灵的经历。
And so Paul used the rules and regulations of this sporting or this sportsman and bring it into our spiritual experiences.
这是一个很简单又很清楚，让我们很能领会的一个原则。
Oh, this become a very simple but yet very clear things regarding our spiritual matters.
并且呢，非常的实际。
And also become something which is extremely practical.
那我想弟兄姊妹们，我们知道今天呢，这个世界上有很多的运动。
I know that brothers and sisters, you realize that there are many games and sports in the world.
我们也懂得一个运动员如果要能够拿到那个奖啊。
And we also know that when the sportsman receive a prize,
那么你要许多条件
，and
对不对
and in order he has to meet certain regulations and rules in order to get a prize.
我想至少有几个条件我们需要知道。
And I think that we need to know some of the rules.
我想你们年轻弟兄姊妹应该有很喜欢运动。
I think that many of you young people like sports.
你想一个好的运动员第一个什么条件呢
？You're good at Sportsman, what is the first rule?
什么条件？有人能讲吗
？Can Can you tell us what's the first rule?
当然，第一个
，one of the rules，
身体强健，对不对
？And then you must have a strong body.
哎，你一定是一个身体强健的人才能当运动员呢。
你说你 ，unless you're a strong person, then you can be a good sportsman.
啊，如果你身体软弱，你不可能当运动员呢。
But if you're weak stature, then you cannot be a good sportsman.
那么第二个条件是什么呢
？Then what is the second rule? 啊，
什么 ？Condition。我们需要有精炼的技巧，对不对
？We need to have some skills, some very precise skills for the game.
你看那个奥林匹克运动会啊，你看人家表演的那么精彩啊，你知道他后面的训练是多么艰苦吗
？So when you, for example, when you look at the Olympic Games, when the sportsman perform the way he do it, it's so spectacular. But behind all this spectacle, then you see that there are years of training, hardship.
这个教练训练他的时候啊
，So when the coach are training these people,
每一个动作恐怕要做上几千遍
，And even for every simple action, they have to repeat it thousands of times.
要非常的精准呢
，And they must be very precise and accurate.
这一个跳上去需要天在上面翻三个跟头，你就要三个，那两个就不行。
And so even if you want to jump, you need to do a three somersault in the air. And if you do two, it's not enough.
哈，并且呢，那个在什么时候应该什么时候翻什么，那个都算得非常的精准。
And you must be even precise when you do the perform the turning.
所以你这个要非常的精炼的技巧。
So you see that you need to have these skills, very precise skills.
啊，那么第三个是什么呢
？Then what's the third thing?
你需要很勤奋的训练
，and you need to train very diligently。
我们知道运动员的训练不简单的。
We know that the training of athlete is not simple。
这个生活要受约束的。
And how their lives need to be disciplined？
啊，你看每个国家，当这个他们要把这个运动员送到奥林匹克运动场上去之前呢
？And so you know that each country when they are about to send their Olympians to compete in the games，
要把它集中训练，对不对
？And how they put them into a concentration camp？
那就是生活上怎么样呢？要受约束的。
And so how they in the camp their lives were very well regulated。
啊，几点钟睡觉
？And very disciplined. What time do you sleep？
你不能睡觉，你要溜出去玩，那不可以的。
You cannot forgo your sleep and run out in the middle of the night。
吃东西都要算。
Even you eat things, you need to count the calories.
现在这个运动员更不得了了。
And even today's sportsmen are even very.
他们甚至有的都吃的东西还要用那个秤呢量一量多少。
And even
多了才多了不准吃。
And even the amount of food they take must be measured.
啊，生活的约束是非常的严谨的。
And so how they live a very disciplined life.
啊。因为什么呢？你需要有勤奋的训练。
And so you see why you need to have diligent training.
啊，我曾经看过一篇报道，讲到一个游泳的一个这个运动员。
Once I read an article about a swimmer.
他说他一天呢需要有8个钟头浸在水里面。
And you know that in one day this swimmer need to be immersed in the water for 8 hours.
啊，所以你不要以为说人家那个拿奖啊，我那个很容易，不容易的。
You don't assume that those who just went up to collect the prize is an easy task.
一个好的运动员，你一定要受这些约束的。
So a good sportsman need to have discipline.
然后第四个点呢
？What's the fourth point?
啊，有弟兄姊妹知道吗
？Then brothers sisters, do you know?
啊。你需要什么？需要有旺盛的斗志。
And you need to be this, fighting spirit.
啊，你看这个上了这个运动场上，你没有斗志呢，你上怎么能去运动呢？
And if you don't have this fighting spirit, then how do you go to the stage there?
啊，除了这个，还有第五个很重要。
Then there's another point, very important.
啊，有弟兄姊妹知道吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you know?
第五个就是什么？你一定要熟悉那些规则。
The fifth point is very important. You need to know the rules and regulations.
而我们知道保罗呢，把所有的运动员的注意力摆在最后一个点上。
And so you see that when Paul brings all this, so that we focus on the last point.
因为假如说你有了很强健的身体。
Because we say that if you have a strong body,
有很精炼的技巧，
you are very skillful,
你也有勤奋的操练，
and you have very good training, diligent training,
然后又很好的斗志，
and you have a good spirit.
但是最后上场你犯规了，
once you go into the stage, then you get yourself disqualified.
哇，就前功尽弃了，对不对啊？
So, everything become in vain.
这个最后一个点很重要的。
So you know that the last point is very important.
你绝对不能犯规的。
You cannot disqualify yourself by breaking the rules.
你要按照运动的规则的。
You must follow the rules.
我记得上一次好像这个奥林匹克运动会的时候啊。
I remember, for example, in the last Olympic Games,
我正好看到一个短跑的一个报道。
I was just looking at the report on the sprint event.
啊，那么几个人在跑的时候，有一个人就犯了规了。
A few of them were going to run, and one of them violated the rules.
因为他抢先跑了。
Because he do a false start.
结果判出局。
And he was disqualified.
哎呦，你看见他痛苦的不得了啊
！And then you see the grimace in his face is agony.
他难过的不得了啊
！He was so distressed.
他这到那里去，我就看见他拿个头撞墙了。
And no, he go there just knocking his head against the wall.
因为什么呢
？Why？
4年的劳苦
，because 4 years of effort
完全的归于无有了。
All 4 years of effort turned into smoke.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters.
这个遵守规则是非常重要的。
So you see, obeying the rules and regulations is very important.
所以保罗在那个运动会里面就看见了这些运动员的表现。
And so when Paul looked at these games, he also saw the performance of these athletes.
所以保罗就特别强调。
So Paul emphasized.
若不按照规矩，你就不可能得奖赏的。
Paul emphasized that you must follow the rules.
所以因此呢，他把这个。比喻的运用在属灵的事情上。
And so Paul used this as borrow this example into our spiritual life.
你在保罗的书信里面都可以看见这些那个原则的那个背后都是一些运动的一些。
And so you look into Paul's epistles, then you see all these sporting events, the rules and principles are inside there.
现在我们用属灵事情来解释一下。
And so we use now explain it spiritually.
我们现在大家都是属灵的运动员。
And we are now all a spiritual sportsman.
那么好了，第一个什么叫做强健的身体呢
？So the first thing is what is meant by having a strong body?
啊，今天在属灵的事情上，神所要求的不是光是我们外面的这个肌肉很大，这个很强健。
God's requirement of us is not that we are very muscular.
在属灵的事情上面呢，神所要求是里面的人刚强起来。
What God requires is that our inner man are strong.
我们都知道基督徒有里面的人和外面的人之间的一个分别。
So we know that as a Christian, there's a difference between the inner man and the outer man.
一般来讲呢，就说呢，我们的魂跟我们的身体，这个被称作是外面的人。
So we see that our soul, our body is considered as the outer man.
我们的里面的灵被称作是里面的人。
And so the inner man, which is called the spirit, the spirit is the inner man.
事实上我的领会呢
My understanding of this.
我们里面的人呢是我们里面和主耶稣我们的生命和主耶稣基督结合的那个人。
The inner man, our spirit is the one that is combined with our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天在属灵的运动场上，你要跑得好，第一个，你里面的人必须要刚强。
And so in the sporting event in the games that you need to be able to run, the inner man must be strong.
所以保罗很知道这件事情。
And so Paul knew of this thing.
在以弗所书第三章的里面
，In Ephesians chapter 3,
他就为着圣徒们里面的人的刚强祷告。
And so Paul pray for the strength of the inner man of the saints.
求主借着他的灵，用他的荣耀，使你们里面的人刚强。
And so that God through His grace and through His glory may make the inner man strong.
那么弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters.
那么什么叫做里面的人刚强起来呢
？So what is meant by the inner man becoming strong?
在这个哥林多后书第四章里，保罗也解释。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul also explained.
里面的人刚强的一个现象，一方面就是一天心思一天。
The manifestation of a strength of inner man is that how they are transformed one day after another.
就是跟随主啊，
is
里面是越来越新鲜。
And is that when you follow after the Lord, you have a fresh experience of the Lord.
那么弟兄姊妹，你看看我们里面的人刚不刚强啊
？So brothers and sisters, when you look at our inner man, are we strong?
今天我们有很多人成了老基督徒了。
Today many of us have become old Christians.
这个外面老不要紧了。
You know, if you're old and externally is all right.
如果里面也老，那就很糟糕了。
But if your inner man is also turning old, that is something very sad.
哎呀，我看见很多年轻弟兄姊妹。
I have seen many young brothers and sisters.
外面很年轻啊。
Externally, they are very young.
里面很老。
But inside them is very old.
我说他们是年轻的老弟兄老姊。
So I say that you are the young, old, and brother and old sister.
因为你看，有的时候我们像波比聚会啊，或者什么祷告聚会的时候啊。
So for example, when you come to breaking of bread or some prayer meeting.
哇，有些弟兄姊妹外面很老了。
So you know that there are some brothers they.
但是那个里面的人很新鲜的，灵还很新鲜的。
They are very refreshing in the spirit. They are very, their spirits are always renewed.
哇，他们唱诗歌、敬拜、祷告，那个灵都是非常的新鲜的。
So, for example, when they pray, when they sing, you know that they refreshes the soul.
啊，有很年轻弟兄姊妹呢，这个那个老气横秋的。
But when very young Christians they come, they are so withered.
啊，所以呢，你里面的人刚不刚强，就看。你里面的光景是不是一直很新鲜的
？So whether you're strong, you must see whether your spirit inside is renewed and being renewed and transformed and refreshed.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们问一下，我们现在里面的人还新鲜吗
？So brothers and sisters, may I ask, are we fresh in our spirit?
啊，我们记得早年蒙恩得救的时候。
You remember that when we first saved?
哇，一提到聚会，里面就开心的不得了。
So when the minute you make mention of We having a meeting. We are all full of joy.
哇，七点半聚会，七点钟都跑到这里来了。
7:30 meeting. 7 o'clock. All of us are ready here.
啊，现在慢慢的就开始看表了。
So now let's look at our watch.
我们那里好多弟兄姊妹都是这个做其他的事情跑得飞快。
You know, in our my meeting place, when you do other things, they are extreme. They are very speedily.
一谈到聚会就开始读分读秒。
When we talk about meetings, they start to count times and minutes and seconds.
好像早一分钟到就吃亏了。
And it's though they will suffer loss if they come 1 minute earlier.
弟兄姊妹，这说明什么？说明你里面的光景已经不够新鲜了。
So what does this condition speaks to us? It says that we no longer have a fresh.
你里面的人已经开始软弱了，你知道吗
？Do you know that your inner man has already become weakened?
我们应该一提起主的事情呢，哎呀，这个里面就会跳。
And you know when we mention of anything about the Lord, we jump and be excited away.
哇，从前呢，我记得年轻时候那个参加聚会啊，在那里圣灵感动，很容易被感动。坐在那里呀、啊，哦，这个心就蹦蹦跳的。
So remember when we first saved and being a young man, when we come to meetings, and when you sit there, you know, the Holy Spirit fills you and touches you, and your heart starts beating extremely fast.
我们现在提到属灵的事情，心里还会跳吗
？So today, now we mention about spiritual matters, can your heart still beat?
已经有很多人老早就不跳了。
Some of you, your heart have stopped beating long ago.
那就告诉我们，你里面的人的光景软弱了。
So it tells us that your inner man have weakened.
所以保罗说我们外体虽然毁坏里面的人却怎么样一天新是一天
But you know that Paul says that even though our outer body is being corrupted but decaying away but our inner man is new renewed day after day
一天新是一天天天更新
And it's every day being transformed and renewed
这个是什么一个正常的健康的光景
And so this is a true and healthy life
那么保罗还有讲到第二个点
Paul also mentioned a second point
就说一个人里面如果刚强的话呢
So if an inner man is strong
他就会顾念了看不见的事情
And he will be able to focus on things unseen
就是顾念永远的事
He will focus on things that are eternal
他对永远的事越来越有兴趣
And he are more focusing on things that are eternal
越来越追求这个属于永远的事
Interested and pursuing after things that are eternal
那么这个就是你里面的人刚强的
And this is a manifestation of the strength of the inner man
所以我们知道一个基督徒啊
So we know as a Christian
里面的人刚强非常重要
So it's very important that your inner man be strong
所以今天在属灵的运动场上
So in the spiritual arena
啊，我们第一个需要的是里面的人刚强起来。
We require that the inner man be strong.
所以我们需要好好的祷告。
So we need to pray over this matter.
那么第二个点
，and second point，
我们怎么样子来使那个技巧变得精炼呢
？How we focus and practice our skills so that we become
我们就是在功用上面来操练。
So this will, we need to exercise in our bodily function.
最好的操练的地方就是侍奉主了。
And the best way to Practice this is to serve the Lord.
啊，我们开头侍奉主的时候呢，我们看见那个根本不太会弄。
When we begin to serve the Lord, we find that we ourselves don't know how to use the
但是呢，我们进入侍奉就是给我们操练的机会。
But you know that when we go into service, we give such opportunities to exercise.
啊，如果我们在这里好好的用心的在这里来操练
，and if we exercise this, concentrate on this area,
结果你看见随着年日过来，越来越精炼
，and so that you become more experienced in the Lord.
哦，我看见很多老练的弟兄姊妹。
And so I've seen many very old and experienced brothers and sisters.
他们真的是会运用属灵的事情
，and they really know how to.Fulfill their spiritual function.
也变得非常非常的这个
And they're also very sensitive in matters concerning spiritual.
操练出来的
Because all this need to be exercised.
连讲道也是都是操练出来的
And even in speaking of pulpit, you need to exercise.
主给了你一点的恩赐，如果你不用，它就不会精炼。
So God give you a little grace, and you don't practice it, then you lose this function.
所以我们晓得，我们蒙恩得救之后
，So when we know that once we
我们是基督身体上的肢体
，We become members of the body of Christ.
每一个肢体都有功用的。
So each member has a function.
你看我们的身体啊，你越用啊，哎，这个功用就越明显，对不对
？So you need to use your body.And the more you use it, the more experience.
什么东西都需要操练的。
So we need to exercise in every area.
啊，你像那个练钢琴一样的，你开头是怎么会呢？练到最后，哇，这个十个手指头就很灵活了，对不对
？So even the pianists, you see that they have to practice daily, and even that the 10 fingers become so apt.
甚至你打电脑都是这样。
So it's just as you play on the computer.
我这个手很笨的，因为没操练。
My hand is very stubborn.
哎呀，我有时候很羡慕别人呐。
Sometimes I really envious of those other people.
他们这个看着电脑不用看，哒哒哒。
No, they can stare. They can stare the monitor and just play, and no need to look at the keyboard.
哇，我们有的弟兄姊妹厉害啊，他们打中文呐，你讲到他就打下来了。
And some of the sisters, they are very good in the Chinese software, and they can even type the Chinese.
你讲到停了，他全篇的信息都给你打下来。
The minute you finish your message, they already finish typing the Chinese.
你说天生就会吗？不是吧？不是天生就会的。
None of us are born knowing all
these things. 这是操练出来的。
All these things are practice.
所以在属灵的事情上需要操练。
And so all these in spiritual matters, you need to exercise.
你有好多弟兄姊妹就是说，哎呀，我们不要摸侍奉的事情。
There are many brothers and sisters say, "Don't touch anything regarding service."
你要知道，你就失去了操练的机会。
Then brothers and sisters, then you lose the opportunity to exercise.
主给我们服事，就是我们有很多的机会可以来操练。
God gave us services so that we can be exercise ourselves in this area.
所以在功用上面要操练。
So we must exercise in the bodily functions.
那么还有呢，第三个点。
And the third point,
就是。你需要有勤奋的操练啊
！And you need to be diligent in your training.
保罗说：“我要攻克己身，叫身服我。”
So Paul says, "I must subject my body so that I can, so that you may listen to me."
保罗说：“我们诸事啊，所有的生活都应该有节制。”
And so you need to be temperate in all things, self-control.
就好像一个运动员一样
，just as a sportsman.
啊，像我们有的弟兄姊妹们，早晨很早就起来，守晨更，对吧？好习惯呢。
For example, brothers, some saints when they wake up very early morning to keep the quiet time, their morning devotion.
生活上面很有节制
，and they're very disciplined in their lives.
啊，它不是一种好像这个不能控制的情形。
It's not that it's not that they lead a loose life. They are in control of their own lives.
其实这里面最重要的包含的就是一个所谓的学十字架的功课。
And one of the greatest lesson in this is the lesson of the cross.
学习对付己。
To learn how to deny yourself, to deal with yourself.
我想我们要从年轻的时候，很多弟兄姊妹从年轻时候就好好的操练。
And so we say that you have to learn all these things when you are young.
有的人养成了很好的祷告习惯。
And some they have very good habits regarding prayer.
有的人养成了很好的读圣经的习惯。
They have very good habits in reading the Bible.
当你这样做的时候，你会发现很多时候我们会像这个保罗在罗马书第七章所讲的。
So when you do all these things, what we is just as been mentioned in Paul in Romans 7.
立志为善由得你，实行出来由不得你了。
But then that things which I will to do, but yet I do not do.
我们记得年轻时候，年长弟兄们告诉我们，你读圣经最好一天三章旧约，一天一章新约这样。
You know when we the elderly brothers always encourage us that you need to read, Three chapters of New Testament, old one.
No, Old Testament.
Old Testament.
one chapter of New Testament.
那么我们开头说我们就立志了，我们说好就开始要读。
And so we at the beginning we determine and make a resolution to study.
当你去读，你就发觉不容易了。
But when you go on and do it, then you find it's not easy.
也许这个礼拜我们勉强做到了。
Perhaps in this week we can try our best and yet we can do it.
啊，结果有一天的事情一打仗，你就没读了。
But then suddenly something happened, then we break our momentum.
你说没关系，明天呢我就读六章好
了。I said never mind, tomorrow I read six chapters.
然后后天又没有做到。
Then the next day you didn't do it.
他说不要紧，又能再过来读九章好了。
Then I said read another day, I read nine chapters.
然后到了最后呢，这个再多也不怕，就干脆不读了。
After that, you know, you might as well give up completely because you have.
然后过一阵子，这个好像又被激发起，又开始，对不对
？But then on another occasion, you are excited again, then you start to be encouraged to do again.
我们才晓得一个人要攻克己身、叫身服我不大容易。
And so we know that once we want to bring our body into subjection, it is not an easy matter.
你知道一个好的运动员呢
？You know that a good sportsman,
他就训练到一个地步啊，这个身体啊。能够按照他的意思做。
You know, a good sportsman is to train their body so that their body will listen to them.
他的肌肉听他的话。
You know, the muscles listen to obey them.
我教他怎么样，他就怎么样，那就成功的运动员了。
And
对不对
you know, if your muscle listen to you and perform what you want,
我们今天
then you become successful.
想到做不到。
But today is that when we think of it, but yet we cannot perform it.
啊，那不仅这样。
But not only so.
我们还要很有旺盛的斗志。
But then we need to have a strong fighting spirit.
你看保罗就是这样。
And you see, Paul is a.
所以在腓立比书第三章里面告诉我们。
So you see, Philippians chapter 3 speaks to us.
我是向着标杆直跑。
He says, I'm resolved to run towards the goal.
忘记背后，努力面前的。
Forgetting that lies behind.
不达目的，绝不罢休的。
I will not give up easily.
要得着神从上面召我来得的奖赏。
To receive the prize of the high calling.
你看见今天呢，有很多年轻的运动员呢，他们在运动的时候，他们的目标将来就是得金牌。
You know that many of the sportsmen, their aim, their target is to receive the gold medal.
啊，这些教练在旁边拼命的鼓励他。
And you see the coaches stand by the side, encouraging them to go
ahead. 所以他这一生的最大的目的就是得块金牌。
Because their entire ambition in their whole lives is to
obtain the gold medal. 因为要得到这个金牌。
And
哇，你看他奋斗不休啊！
And so you see how they fight towards
the goal. 虽然经过了很多失败，但是还是往前。
Although suffering many defeats, they continue to pursue forward.
我想在属灵的市场，我们也应该是这样。
I think that in spiritual matters, we must be like
this. 保罗就是这样的人。
Paul is such a man.
到了年老的时候，他还是在主的道路上往前奔。
So even when he become the aged Paul, he continued to run towards the prize of the God's high calling.
我们知道这些都是非常的重要。
And so we see that this is extremely important.
但是保罗告诉我们，第五个重事情是更重要的。
But Paul tells us that besides all this, the fifth point is extremely important.
你一定要熟悉并且遵守神的规则。
Then you must be familiar and obey the rules, God's rules.
你知道吗？这个是从教会历史一直到今天，在地上教会所犯的最大的错误。
And one of the greatest mistakes is that in the church history and in churches is that we do not follow God's rules.
我们看见了无数的弟兄姊妹，他们也很爱主，他们也很追求，他们的生活也很清洁，也很严谨。但是最后一个点就是不照着神的规定。
And we see many brothers who are very earnest, zealous.And full of pursuing, knowing God's word, but they fail in this last point. They don't obey God's rules.
我们知道神对我们的属灵生活，神有他一定的规定。
You know that regarding our spiritual lives, God has His own rules and determination.
对于主自己的教会，建造教会，他更是有自己的规则。
And even especially so, when God says.The way he want to build the church, it must be according to God's ways.
我们刚刚讲到一个运动员花了四年的时间在那里做了各样的准备，到最后犯规就出局了。
And we see how the sportsmen train their entire lives for the past four years, for that special moment, and yet because they break the rules, they disqualify themselves.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？
Brothers and sisters,
今天不管你有多热心
you know, ，regardless of how zealous you are，
不管你在这里去有多少的追求
，regardless of how much hours and time you spend pursuing，
如果你不能准确的按照神的心意 来侍奉主。
But if you cannot accurately follow after the pleasure of God,
不能按照圣经所讲的服侍主。
If you cannot follow what the Bible says,
你将来没办法得奖赏的。
Then in one day, the day that will come, you will not be able to receive your prize.
这是一个非常非常重要的一个点。
This is a point which is of extreme, extreme importance.
有人常讲说，我爱主就好了。
So、many people say, it's okay, I just love the Lord.
呀，我只要好，每天都也奉献，也有追求就好了。
You know, I consecrate myself, I got a pursue in this area, it's okay with me.
但是如果我们不熟悉神的律法
But if you do not know the way of the Lord,
不懂得神的规定
the Lord, do not know the regulations of the Lord,
到最后你还是没办法得奖赏
then you, when the day will come, you will not be able to receive
the prize. 所以你记得保罗在这个提摩太后书里面他讲到
So you know, Paul mentioned in 2 Timothy, he says,
他最后要得什么得公义的冠冕
Paul says, he wants to obtain the crown of righteousness.
弟兄姊妹你知道吗这个公义的冠冕这是多么重要的一件事情
You know, the crown of righteousness is of extreme importance.
啊，他这里没有讲说荣耀的冠冕不是喜乐的冠冕生命的冠冕他是讲的公义的冠冕
Paul is not speaking about the crown of joy, the crown of life. Paul is mentioning about theNeither is speaking about crown of glory, but Paul is speaking about crown of righteousness.
因为你每一件事情都遵守了神的规定，才可能得公义的冠冕。
Because unless you follow the Lord, then you will not be able to obtain the crown of righteousness.
今天呢，我们看见整个基督教在地上的光景就这样。
So today, when we look at Christendom, the conditions are
like that.
They don't worry about the rules.
甚至很多人呢、啊。在教会里面自己定规则
and so, even worse some of them they set their own rules in the church
你想想看你去参加那个大的运动会啊，那种 Olympic 运动会你可以自己定规则吗
for example you think you want to participate in the Olympic Games can you make your own rules
你说我来了我自照我自己的方式
you say here I am I come I bring my own rules and me
那个裁判就说 you are out
then the judge will say you are out
出局了
you are 出局了 out
对不对呢
Isn't that true?
今天我们很多人不照着神的规矩，照自己的规矩。
Today, many of us do not follow God's rules, but our own rules.
所以这就是基督教的传统。
And this become what we call the traditions of Christianity.
所以我们需要明白神的规律。
So we must know the rules set by God.
啊，那么今天我们怎么样能懂得神的规律呢
？So today, how do we know what are the rules?
我们需要圣灵来解开主的话。
We need the Holy Spirit to explain the Word of God.
然后给我们有明显的原则。
And so that we have a very clear principles.
我们有原则就有路了。
And the minute we have the principles, then we have the way ahead for us.
那么有路，你就能达到目标。
And if we have the way before us, then we can reach our objective, we reach our goal.
这是非常重要的。
Brothers and sisters, these are things very important.
在教会历史上
，in church history,
很多爱主的弟兄姊妹
，there are many brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
他们都知道保罗在这里所说的非常的重要。
And then they realize Paul is making mention of something of extreme importance.
所以他们是尽量的在主的话语里面，那么寻求属灵的原则，准确的跟随主。
And so they really try to look into the Bible and look out and seek out spiritual principles to follow after God.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
当我们提到这个规律的时候
，So when we mention about these rules,
啊，我们首先知道我们的神。他是定规律的神，他也是按律行事的神。
We know God is the one who set the rules, and God also do things according to the rules He set.
我们晓得在英文里面哈，
you know,
这个 ruler 跟这个 ruler 这两个字是有关系的。
You know, in English, when we talk about rules and ruler, they are related.
啊，这个 rules 就是规则，对吧
？You know rules.
这个 ruler 我们常常把它翻成统治者，对不对
？No, when we talk about the ruler, it's not the wrong ruler. The ruler is the one who rule and has authority.
那其实呢，我们晓得我们的神呢，他是有规则的。
So we know God is a very principled man. He has rules.
He has rules. Yeah, right. 但是呢 ，God 也是 the ruler.
But we know God is also the ruler.
为什么叫 ruler 呢？
Why is he mentioned is the ruler?
这个 ruler 的意思就是说呢，他是按照 rule 行事的。
The ruler works according to his rules.
或者我们这样讲， the ruler rules the world with the rules.
啊、the ruler rules the world with the rules.
常常我们这个 ruler 我们讲的它是统管万有的主，这中文这样就不清楚了。
No, in Chinese it says this ruler is the one who rules the world.
啊，今天呢神定的规律，但他自己做 ruler。
But here the Lord set the rules and he himself being the ruler.
所以我们晓得今天神创造整个万有都要遵循神的规则。
And so the whole creation must follow and obey the rules of God.
什么时候我们一破坏这个律的时候呢，下面就是很大的灾祸，你知道吗？
And the minute you break the rules, then the next thing comes will be disaster.
我们都晓得，我们处在今天这个时代里面，无论自然界、人文界，神的律都被破坏了。
You know, even when we live in this world, even in the natural state or in humanity, many of these rules have been broken.
啊，现在你看，全世界的领袖们呢都紧张，所以常常开会啊，来研究啊。怎么样做环保？什么叫环保、啊、
？So you see, even the world leaders nowadays, they are very worried about this thing about, you know, the green environment, protecting the environment.
神创造地球的规律。
Because they have break the rules concerning the God's rules for the environment.
我们举一个最简单的例子，现在我们都晓得这个地球上有所谓的温室效应，是吧 ？Greenhouse effect 的这个东西。
For example, we know that there's this greenhouse effect occurring on Earth now.
啊。所以有人告诉科学家告诉我们
，So the scientists inform us，
这个海水呀、啊，只要温度增加一度
，You know even the sea water the temperature increased by one degree，
这个台风就会变为四倍大
，And this hurricane will become four times stronger。
啊，你记得我这样我记得、啊、从前我在台湾的时候
，I remember when I was in Taiwan previously。
啊，那气象报告今天呢下雨呢是100毫米啊。
You know, in the Taiwan where we focus a lot of attention onto the weather, it says, for example, the broadcaster, newscaster says that, weathercaster says that, today we have 100 mm of rain.
哇，那是一件大的不得了的雨了。
You know, there is extremely heavy downpour.
我最近看见报告啊。
Recently, I see in the news.
一个台风来说呢，一天下多少？下1000个毫米的雨啊。
You know, when the one typhoon came, it rains.It pours 1,000 mm of water.
十倍的这个量啊
！Ten times more in quantity.
为什么呢？因为海水的温度增加了。
Why is that so? Because the sea water has increased.
所以这个台风过来的时候，它就带着大量的水汽。
And so when this wind comes and bring along with this a lot of this air temperature movement.
哇！他们又告诉我们说，那个雨来的时候，好像是拿个水桶从上面倒下来一样。
No, the rain comes.As if you take a pail of water and pouring down.
水到处就是发闹水灾了。
And so when the rain comes, we have flood.
为什么会这样呢？
Why is that so?
因为你知道破坏神的律了，你知道吗？
Because we have broken the rules of God, don't you know?
所以今天人呢，任意的开发，任意的做，不管，就会把神的律、自然律破坏。
And so when men do all their things and burning down the forest, they've broken the rules of God.
当我们破坏这个律的时候呢，这个自然界就会一个反弹来的时候。就造成巨大的灾祸。
So when we break the rules of God, this nature world they have a reaction, and so we have disasters.
所以神创造这个自然有他自己一定的律。
So when God created all these things in a natural world, God has His own rules.
在人文方面也是一样。
In humanity, it's the same.
我发现现代人呢，搞这个，我昨天已经讲了什么同性恋呢、啊，这些乱七八糟的东西出来，把人类社会的关系都破坏掉了。
And so even in human beings are concerned, yesterday I mentioned about gay marriages and so on. Mankind have broken all these rules concerning human relationships.
现代很多的科技
，Today we have many technology.
哎呀，我们以为说我们进步了。
We think we have technology. We think that we have improved.
结果弄到一个地步啊，连我们吃东西啊都是要提心吊胆的。
So because of technology, even the things that we eat nowadays, we are very frightened.
哇，这个不是在什么落后国家，我在美国啊。
We are not living in the undeveloped country,
we are in America. 他们一天到晚强调这个 organic 的东西啊。
Every day they are emphasizing things that are organic.
哇，这个肉也不能吃了。
This meat you cannot eat.
这个鱼也不能吃了。
This fish you cannot consume.
甚至连蔬菜也不能吃了。
And now even this vegetable you cannot chew.
这是谁害我们的？
Who caused all this trouble to us?
科技害的。
Technology
是我们自己的聪明害的
，because of our own intelligence，
对不对呢
？Isn't it？
为什么因为破坏神的律
？Why is that that we want to break the rules of law？
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
这个非常严重
，This is extremely important。
我们现在以为说我们现在有了什么 cell phone 啊，什么这个什么 iPad， 什么东西很方便，你不晓得那个东西 radiation 就增加了。
So you do not know now we think that we are very smart. We have iPhone and technology。 And phone and smartphone and radiation increase. So we know that we cannot break the rules of God.
什么时候我们违规，就是一个大的祸患。
So whenever we violate the laws of God, then there will be great disaster.
我想我们这个都懂。
I think we all know all these things.
那么在属灵的事情上面来讲的话呢，
But concerning spiritual matters,
更是有规律的。
In spiritual matters, they have rules.
我们不要以为说在教会里面我们随意照我们自己的意思，爱做什么就做什么。
So we must not think that in the church of God we can do anything that we like.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们晓得，在整个宇宙里面，
you know that in the entire universe,
这个破坏神的律，
if you break the rules of God,
头一个也是最厉害的一个就是魔鬼。
One of the most harmful one is the devil.
所以你知道圣经呢，给这个魔鬼有一个称呼叫什么？称呼他叫不法。你们读到这个字，不法 lawless.
You know how God described the devil? He says the lawless one.
啊，为什么称魔鬼为 lawless 呢
？Why God called the devil the lawless one?
他是宇宙中间第一个。 破坏神的 law 的一个人，
because he is the first person in the universe to destroy the laws of God.
啊，所以呢，我们晓得魔鬼就落到了神的咒诅里面。
And so because of this, the devil fall under the curse of God.
啊，因为他破坏神的律法，
because he break the laws of God.
结果他破坏神的律法，他把这个破坏的律东西也带到整个神所创造的宇宙里面。
And because he's been the lawless one, he broke the laws of God. He bring all these things into God's creation.
所以整个宇宙都失去了秩序。
And so the whole universe lose its system.
变成创世纪开头所讲的，变成了空虚混沌。
And so it become mentioned in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2. It says how the world become in darkness and void.
它叫万物都失去了它当时的那个真实的意义。
And all things have lost its significance, its original meaning.
然后神把这个撒旦把这个败坏的性情又放在人的里面。
And so how Satan brought this fallen nature into human beings.
所以呢，我们这些人呢，也都变成不法的。
And so we human beings become the lawless too.
所以人很容易破坏神的律。
And become outlaws.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
所以我们要祷告，今天主已经把我们救赎回来了。
So today when we pray and how God bring us back into His salvation.
我们基督徒不能做个不法的人。
So as Christians we cannot be the lawless people.
我们需要遵行神的律法。
We must obey God's rules.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters，
你看主耶稣在约翰福音14章21节呢有很宝贵的话。
You know in John the Gospel of John chapter 14 verse 21 have something very precious words.
这个对爱主的人，爱主做了一个很好的定义。
And so here he says something. He give a very good definition of one who loved the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你想在你心里想什么样人是爱主的呢？
Dear brothers and sisters. What do you mean by you in your heart is a person who loves God?
我讲，有些弟兄姊妹一祷告主就流眼泪，每天把主耶稣的名呼喊千遍啊，是爱主对不对？我这个人爱主。
Some brothers and sisters may think that you know if I call upon the name of Jesus 1,000 times every day, or every time I call upon Jesus, I've shed my tears and call him. Then is it a manifestation of your love for God?
那么约翰福音14章21节说什么呢？
But John Gospel 14:21, what does it say?
有了，我们一起来读好不好？
Let's read together.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是什么？爱我的。
He who has my commandment and keep them, he is who loves me.
所以如果我们要讲什么叫做一个人爱神，你要用这句话来讲。
And so if you want to describe one person, a person who loves God, you must use this verse to describe him.
所以一个真正爱神的人，还不是情感表现的多么的热切，乃是遵守主命令的人才真正爱主。
It is not the manifestation of his zeal, of his love, or any outward appearance, but it is the here described is the one who keeps the commandment of God. He is the one that loves him.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是非常重要的一件事情。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is something extremely important.
我们读旧约圣经的时候
，when we read the Old Testament,
我们发现当神带领以色列的百姓来到西乃山下
，we know that how the Lord when God, when we bring the children of Israel to the Mount Sinai,
神要开始启示他永远的旨意。
And how God want to bring to them the God's eternal purpose.
他把摩西带到山上。
And how he bring Moses up the mountain.
我们晓得第一次启示什么呢？
Do you know what was being first revealed?
神首先是先把律法给他，对不对？
God first revealed to them, to him the law.
然后呢，才把会幕的样式启示给他。
Then after that, he gave him the pattern of the tabernacle.
他就是先把这个规律给他们。
So God first gave him the laws and the statutes.
然后才告诉他们要怎么样来服侍神。
And God instructed them how the people should serve.
所以会幕里面所有一切的服侍都必须根据这个。
And all the services in the tabernacle is according to the laws.
我们知道神启示律法有非常重要的意义。
When we know that when God reveals His laws, it has very important significance.
啊，这里至少有几方面的意思我们需要明白。
There are some points I think we need to understand.
那第一个，神给启示律法，就是启示他自己的性情。
So when God gave them the laws, He actually revealed His own character.
就告诉我们，我们所相信的神是怎样的一位神。
So He tells us and instructs us the God that we worship. What kind of a God is He?
第二方面的意思。
The second one.
就神把这个正确东西拿来之后，就告诉我们说呢，这整个堕落的世界已经偏离了神了。
And God also informed them that this fallen nature of man, this fallen nature of the world has already departed from its original purpose.
那么第三方面的意思，
the third,
神所以把律法启示给以色列百姓。
The third meaning why God revealed the law to the children of Israel,
就说明神原来造人的心意是怎样的。
It tells us when God first created man, what was his original intention?
神要把我们带回到神原初的心意里面。
God want to bring us as human beings back to his original purpose, his heart's desire.
神当初造人的时候，
so you know that when God first created man,
神就预定了人要有他的生命，将来要活出像神一样。
God has already predestined in himself that the life of man will be one day like him.
这个律法就说明那个正确的东西。
And so this law give us an accurate prescription of things that are accurate.
所以神是要把我们带回去。
So God wants and intends to bring us back to himself.
第四个点告诉我。
So the fourth point you mentioned.
当这个律法出来的时候啊。
So when this law comes out.
就证明人的生命的层次是低俗的。
And so the law also shows that the human nature, their life is something that's low.
你达不到神的标准。
We cannot achieve what God has intended.
所以当初犹太人呢，他们不明白这个。
So the Jews do not understand this.
摩西把律法给他们说，你们能遵守吗？他说我们能啊。
So you see, when Moses gave them the law and they asked him, can you keep God's commandment? They said, give us the commandments and we will obey.
所以旧约四千年的历史证明犹太人根本做不到。
And so the 4,000 years of Old Testament testified that the Jews could not do it.
感谢我们的主耶稣基督。
We thank our praise God and our Lord Savior Jesus
Christ. 所以他道成肉身来到地上。
He came in the flesh.
是他把律法成全了。
And he came and he fulfilled the laws.
主说我，你们以为说我到地上来废掉律法，不是要废掉律法。
Do not assume that I come here to abolish the law. No, I come to fulfill it.
律法的一点一画都不能废弃。
Even a single dot or iota will never be passed away.
律法是属灵的。
The law is spiritual.
是圣洁的。
It is clean.
是需要成全的。
And it needs to be fulfilled.
那我们做不到，对不对？
But we cannot fulfill it.
所以主耶稣在肉身中把律法成全。
And so Jesus came and fulfilled the law in the flesh.
这实在是一个非常大的恩典。
And so this is a tremendous grace that God has given us.
那么今天呢， 神的义在我们这些人身上呢，是在律法之外成全的。
And so God's righteousness is work in our lives outside the law.
所以我们旧生命呢，是没有办法来成全神的这个律法。
Because the old nature and old life will never be able to accomplish God's rules.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
主把他的生命赐给了我们。
God has given us His life.
这个生命是完全成全律法的一个生命。
And this life is one that fulfills the law.
所以今天我们需要根据这个新的生命活在神的跟前。
And today indeed we need to live according to that life, this new life that's in Him.
今天这个律不是写在外面，是写在我们里面。
Today this law is not written in the external, but
刻在我们的心板上。
In us, it's written.And engraved in our hearts.
圣灵呢是引导这个律的。
And so the Holy Spirit is one that brings us into this law.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
今天我们需要跟随圣灵的带领。
So today we need to follow after the leading of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵来了，他是按照神的规则行事的。
And so when the Holy Spirit came, we follow. The Holy Spirit works according to the laws of God.
所以在约翰福音十六章里面呢。
So in John chapter 16,
我们的主他称圣。圣灵为真理的灵。
And so the Lord Jesus described the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of truth.
啊，今天呢，我们做不到。
Today we cannot fulfill it.
啊，不要紧，你做不到。
It doesn't matter if you cannot do it.
主可以使你做到。
The Lord can help you to fulfill it.
你只要跟着里面的圣灵走。
You must follow after the Holy Spirit.
圣灵自然的会把你引到主的话语的规律的里面。
The Holy Spirit will indeed bring us to the truth,
which is the Word of God. 知道我们是很软弱的。
Because the Lord knows that we are people who are most weak.
今天呢，有很多基督徒读圣经哈。
Today there are many Christians who read the Bible.
我们人就发感觉圣经好像是一本道德的书。
Many of us, when we read the Bible, we think it's a book of morality.Morality.
所以圣经教我们谦卑，我们就去学谦卑去了。
So for example, the Bible tells us to be humble, and so we learn not to be proud.
你能谦卑吗？谦卑不了的。
Can you be humble? You cannot be humble.
圣经叫我们温柔。
The Bible exhorts us to be
gentle. 我们要学温柔的，你怎么也柔也柔不下来。
But no matter how gentle you try, you cannot be gentle.
所以有人讲说，主啊，你造我本来就这么刚硬，怎么柔软的，柔不下来。
And then we put the blame on God. You created me as someone who is so hardened inside. How can I be soft?
主没有叫你自己去做。
But the Lord never asks you to do it yourself.
而是你怎么顺服圣灵的带领。
But God wants you to obey the Holy Spirit.
你自然就谦卑了。
Then if you obey the Holy Spirit, you naturally be humble. Then whether you are submissive to the Holy Spirit leading,
自然就温柔了。
If you are submissive, then you
become meek. 你顺服圣灵的带领，你自然就圣洁了。
And so if you obey the Holy Spirit, then naturally you become righteous.
所以我们活在新约的时代，我们实在是一般有福的人。
So we are living in a New Testament. Indeed, we are people most blessed.
所以在我们属灵的生活里面
，So God in our spiritual lives.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
是神给的恩典，使我们能达到他所要求的。
It is God's grace that helps us to achieve that which He intends for us to achieve。
这是多么重要的一件事情。
So this is such an important thing。
你甚至在旧约时代中你也看到。
So even in the Old Testament, you can see a glimpse of it。
当以色列人被掳归回的时候
，So when the Israelites were come back from the captivity.
是他们凭着自己的微弱的力量把圣殿建造起来了。
It is through their weak strength, their little strength that they built up the temple in Jerusalem.
但是也把那个城建造起来了。
And they even built the city Jerusalem.
但在神的眼中看还是不美的。
Although in God's eyes it is not something as beautiful.
所以因此呢，有第二次的归回，对不对？
Don't you remember there's a second return from captivity?
就是以斯拉的归回。
That's a return of Ezra.
我们晓得以斯拉归回做什么事情呢
？Do you know what when Ezra returned? What was his job?
圣经说以斯拉是一个通晓神律法的一个文士。
We know that Ezra is one who knows the law He's a scribe that knows the law.
所以是他把律法带回去了。
He is the one that brings the law back to Jerusalem.
也就是把这个家法带回来了。
So he brings the house rules back to Jerusalem.
圣经就说呢, 他回去是美化圣殿。
And so the Bible describes Ezra as one who returned to beautify the temple.
光是有这个外面的这个殿, 有这个城, 神看着还是不美。
So even you have this physical temple that's been rebuilt, God look at it and it's not yet beautiful.
里面一定要有了神的律法, 有了神的规律, 在里面说, 这个才美。
It's only unless the rules and the laws they come back into the temple, then God will say that this is beautiful.
弟兄姊妹,我们知道吗?
So brothers and sisters, this is a principle of the testimony.
如果我们在这里,弟兄姊妹,能够真正按照神的规律,在神跟前来生活, 这个教会的生活就美丽了。
So brothers and sisters, if brothers and sisters in the will follow the rules and laws of God in the temple and live according to them, then God will look at this as something beautiful.
啊, 这个就是今天主说,
and so, brothers and sisters, this is something that God has entrusted to us.
你看,
so, when we return back to church history, so we know how Roman Catholicism has brought the church into a period of extreme darkness.
他们这个礼拜堂啊, 盖的是非常的大。
We know that their church buildings were very beautiful and very huge.
哇, 你如果到梵蒂冈去看, 那个金碧辉煌啊, 那个都最好的, 的大理, 甚至用宝石建造起来。
And so even you went to the Vatican City, you see these great marble stones decorated and beautified with gold. These are extremely beautiful. But yet to God, in God's eyes, these are not something beautiful. Why is that so? Because inside there's no God's law. There's only religious rules and regulations inside. And so the all the saints in that period, their lives were utterly in darkness. Any place that do not follow according to the laws of God will be something ugly in the sight of God.
所以我们有个弟兄讲得很好啊,
so we have a brother who shares very well.
你到欧洲今天去看, 很多的大礼拜堂, 哇, 那个漂亮得不得了。
So today, if you've been to Europe, then you see many great, beautiful cathedrals.
哎, 这个弟兄讲得很好啊,
and these brothers describe aptly.
他说呢, it's beautiful, but no glory.
So the brother says, 很美丽, 没有荣耀。
对, 外面看起来很美, 里面没有荣耀。
It's so beautiful outside, but there's no glory inside.
今天我们看见有很多教会也是外表看起来稳兴旺很大, 看起来, very beautiful, but no glory.
So today, if we see something that's very beautiful and outside, but if there's no laws being obeyed inside, it's no glory to God. Because the church exists to follow the laws of God. If only you follow the laws of God, then you'll be beautiful in the sight of God.
所以我们知道,到了弟兄运动开始的时候,
so when we know, when we come to the brethren movement,
我们就看见他们根本不注重外面的东西。
So we know that the brethren do not focus on things that are external.
他们所注重是神的话。
They focus on the word of God.
我们知道这是教会历史上的一个大的复兴。
And so we know that this is a cause of a great revival in church history.
是他给了我们一个简单聚会的地方, 给了我们一个简单聚会的一个样式。
It's the brethren that gave us a simple meeting place, how we meet in the simple manner.
是弟兄运动所告诉我们这个外面的礼拜堂根本不重要。The
brand movement instructed us that the external things, the external church building is not important.
那个外面的东西不是教会。
The external thing is not the building, it's not the church.
教会是我们这些弟兄姊妹。
The church is brothers and sisters.
那个时候我们才明白, 因为从前很多人以为进了礼拜堂就进到圣殿里去, 哪里是呢?
So you know, in the many people have this wrong misconception that when we enter into a church building, then we enter into a church. No, that's not.
是他们告诉我们聚会用最简单的方式。
It's the brand movement that tells us that we use a simple manner to come in.
因为今天敬拜神是灵和诚实的问题。
Because today when we worship in spirit and in truth.
不是在外面这些节目,这些活动,不是这些东西。
It's not the programs, it's not the activities that are outside.
所以我们知道在两三百年前当弟兄运动起来的时候神的荣耀重新回到他百姓的当中。
So when we say that the Redemption movement started 200 or 300 years ago, we see the glory of God returning back to his people.
是弟兄们用主的话来美化神的教会。
The brothers used the word of God to beautify God's temple.
所以他们把整个教会的光景恢复到几乎像使徒时代的教会一样。
And so indeed they brought back the church to the days of the apostles.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们需要重新回到这个点上去。
Brothers and sisters, we need to go back to this original
教会里面必须有神的规定。
In the church, we need to have the rules of God.
我们必须按照神的规矩在神面
前生活。We need to follow according to the rules of God.
教会必须服在基督身体的规则中间。
And the church need to submit unto the rules and principles of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以今天真正属灵的工作是建立基督的身体。
And so today, the spiritual work we are speaking about is building up the body of Christ.
这是多么重要的一件事。
And it is something extremely important.
我们真是希望在座很多年轻的弟兄姊妹们，主能够用这个恩典重新的带领我们。
Indeed, it is our prayer that God would use brothers, younger brothers and sisters to bring us and recover us by his grace to this original.
我在美国也是碰见很多青年弟兄姊妹。
In America, I've met with many young brothers and sisters.
他们有时候对我们过去那个聚会的样子，他们觉得这个太老了，这个不行，这个要革命，要推翻。
There are many young ones when they think about our church, they say that we are very old-fashioned. They want to start a revolution and want to turn things upside down.
我对这些年轻人说
，I spoke to these young people.
我说你们可以革命的。
I say you can revive.
你们可以推翻传统的。
You can break down all the traditions.
但是我给你们一个挑战。
But I give you a challenge.
你们必须从圣经里面
要
看见是教会的意义。
You must see from the Bible the significance of the church.
你要来辩论也可以。
You can come and challenge and debate with me.
你先把圣经读二十遍。
You read the Bible 20 times.
然后你再来辩论。
Then you come and.
我不要在圣经之外去跟你谈这个教会事情。
I do not want to discuss things outside the Bible.
今天很多人都是不守规矩的。
Today many people don't follow up the rules.
都是按照我们自己喜欢，我喜欢什么，我高兴什么就弄什么，对不对
？It's just everything is according to their desire. I like this, I like that. It's all according to their likings.
但是，请你记得，你喜欢了，神不喜欢。
But you must understand that things that you like need necessarily not be things that God like.
今天我们。要遵行神的旨意。
Today we want to follow God's rules.
教会是神按照他的规律建造起来的。
We want to follow God's will because the church is built according to His purpose.
所以我们必须懂得
for His purpose.
教会建造的规律。
And so God knows the way of building the church.
是我常常对年轻人讲，我们很惭愧。
So I speak to the young people. We,
我们有的时候一些道理上是知道的。
We are very sorry.
但的确，我们不够活在生命的里面。
We know the doctrines, but truly we are sorry because we
did not
live in the light that we.
所以有的时候把教会光景代表的不够那么活。
Perhaps we have failed in our parts that we cannot have not shown the lively part of the church.
这是我们的亏欠。
This is our shortcoming.
但是并不代表我们今天路就错了。
But it doesn't mean that the way we go is wrong.
所以人就要在这个路上往前。
We must continue in the same road.
我感谢主啊。
I thank the Lord.
现在在美国年轻的一代中间，我发现有很多人被主兴起来了。
I've realized that in America there are many young people are really raised
by the Lord. 他们现在也能坚持走这个路。
And they can also come together and persist with us in this way.
你知道我那个小儿子。
You know that my younger son.
他是个牙医。
He's a dentist.
那么当然他跟着在我们家庭里长大了，这个也跟着这个聚会很多年。
And you know that he grew up in a family and so he has followed our meetings for many years.
你也不能说呢，因为在这个环境中长大理所当然就走这个路，对吧？这不能这样讲。
It doesn't mean that he has grown up in this family and he worship this church, naturally he will follow. No, it's not true.
但是有一天我们两个在车里面。
But one day when the two of us are in the car,
他讲了一句话，叫我里面非常受感动。
He mentioned my younger son mentioned something that caused me to touch very emotionally.
他说 ，Daddy.
He said, Daddy.
我现在知道我们的教会在走什么路。
He says to me that, Daddy, now I know the way that we are the church is going. I know the way.
在座青年弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters in our midst now，
你知道我们在这里走什么路吗
？Do you know what way? What is the way that we are walking on？
所以他讲这句话，叫我里面真是，哎呀，好欢喜啊
！So when my son spoke to this， I was very extremely joyful。
因为我们在美国也是为着主的见证，为着主的工作奋斗很多年了。
Because we know in our church, because of the testimony of God, because of the work in the church, we have been struggling for many many years.
你们原谅我这样说。
I pray that you forgive me.
我在西雅图我已经服侍三十多年了。
I've been serving in Seattle for 30 years.
有的弟兄姊妹听了我讲了三十多年的道，还是不清楚。
Many of them have listened for me for more than 30 years, and yet they are still not clear in this matter.
So, 有时候看见他们，我心里也很难过。
And sometimes when I look at them, my heart is also very sad.
我只能向主说，我曾说主啊，可能我的恩赐不够了。
So I can only come to before the Lord in God. Indeed, I'm very short in the gifts.
虽然我已经尽了我的力，这么讲啊讲，但是还是不懂。
I have tried my best to speak and to speak, but yet they continue not to be understood. Continue not to understand.
主也让我像保罗一样，虽然他不懂也不灰心啊，继续讲。
But the Lord has caused me to be like Paul, not to be disappointed. But even they don't understand, I continue to speak.
当我们知道这是需要圣灵开启的。
Because we know that all these things need the Spirit.
现在我们能看见在青年的人中间有一批人，他们开始起来明白。
So now we realize that in our midst there are a group of young people in America, and now they come to follow Lord.
非常的欢喜。
And so it caused us to rejoice greatly in the heart.
弟兄姊妹们，任何一个时代。
Brothers and sisters, at any generation,
当有人开始明白神心意的时候，
when someone understands what is the heart of God,
这都是神的心最欢喜的一个时候。
God will be extremely pleased with such a person.
地上如果有一般神的百姓，他们真是按照神的律跟随神。
So if on earth God can find a group of people that will really follow after God in His ways,
神的心就要因这般人得到满足。
And God will be extremely pleased because of this group of people.
所以还不在乎我们的外面热心，热心是好的。
So it doesn't matter whether we are very zealous outside.
也不在乎我们外面为主有多少的这个工作的努力。
It's neither because of so much effort that we have put in.
也不在乎你个人你生活多清洁，那么多么奉献。
Or neither whether we are leading a very pious life or doing so much work.
我们知道这些都是好的。
We know that all these are good things.
但是更重要的一个。
But more importantly, 遵循神的
律。
But more importantly, we must pursuing after the laws of God.
所以你知道吗？在属灵的运动场上。
So brothers and sisters, do you know in the spiritual arena?
就像保罗所讲的一样。
Just as Paul mentioned.
你非按的规矩，你不可能得到奖赏，对不对
？So if you have violated the laws, then you disqualify yourself and cannot get the prize.
也许我们跑得没有别人快。
Although we may not run as fast as other people.
也许我们的生活都没有别人那么殷勤。
Maybe we are not as diligent as other people.
但是你只要按照规律好好的跟随主。
But if you follow the rules and follow the Lord,
可能有一天你就是得奖赏的。
Perhaps one day you will be the one who received the prize.
因为有很多人跑得很快，他们跑出去了。
Because there are many people who run very fast, they have run out of the course.
有很多人热心，但是不按照规矩做，这个神也不能接纳。
But many people are zealous, but they don't follow the rules of God. God cannot accept them.
我特别。要提醒
Especially, I want to remind you,
我们已经来到最末后的一个时代
We have come to the last days
主回来的日子非常的迫近
God is The Lord's coming and return is extremely close
今天是我们的机会
Today is our opportunity
也许你觉得说我没有恩赐我不能做什么
Perhaps you can say that I have no gifts I cannot do anything
我属灵的光景也不是那么像人家讲那么好
My spiritual condition is neither good
你在那个运动场上，好像别人都在跑，你在慢慢走。
You know, in the sport, in the running track, you know, people are sprinting, and yet you are still slowly moving.
不要紧，你只要不犯规，你也走到尽头。
But never mind. You know, if you don't violate the rules, you can still continue to the end.
那些跑得快的人，不照着规律有什么用呢？对不对
？You know, those who are extremely fast, if you don't follow the rules, they are of no use.
当然了。我不是希望你每个人都慢慢走啊
，Of course，
大家快快跑。
Of course， I do not wish that all of you walk slowly。
我是强调这个重要的。
But I'm just focusing that these rules are very important。
你将来到主那里去看见就知道了。
Because the day when you go to the Lord，
有的人真是可惜啊。
There will be people who will be gnashing their teeth.
他们也爱主，也追求，也金钱，也在这里付上很多代价，但最后因为没有遵照神的规律，结果得不到奖赏。
See, there are people who love the Lord extremely, who are very pious, who do all these things, but yet if they don't follow the rules, when they go there, they lose everything.
所以保罗在这里用了运动员的许多原则中间的一个最重要的一个原则。
So you see, Paul used the principles of a sportsman.
啊，人在场上比武，不是比武，其实是竞赛啊。
How when the competitor competes in the games, Paul brings out these rules.
非按规矩
，become very important. And if one who violates the rules will not be able to obtain the prize.
我们需要明白神的规律。
So today we need to understand the rules of God.
我们需要按照神的规律。
And we must follow the rules of God and live our lives.
弟兄姊妹要做一个好的运动员。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be a good sportsman.
我们希望主回来的时候。
We pray that when the Lord returns,
我们个个都得奖赏。
And each one of us will be able to receive the prize.
所以看起来这个比喻是很简单的。
So when we look at this example, it seems to be something very simple.
如果你懂得了保罗的意思。
But if you can understand what Paul really intends,
你知道是非常非常的重要的。
Then you realize that this is extremely important.
保罗一生跟随主。
Paul has followed the Lord entirely in his life.
他最怕的一件事情就是不能够按照神的律行事。
One thing he feared most is that he could not follow after the rules of God.
但是到了提摩太后书第四章的时候，
when we know that when he come to Timothy chapter 4, 2 Timothy chapter 4,
美好的仗我已经打过了。
He says that I fought the good fight.
当跑的路跑尽
，the race that I need to run, I've run.
所信的道守住了。
I've kept the faith.
因此有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And there lies the crown of righteousness waiting for me.
你知道保罗讲这句话的时候，
So you know when Paul make mention of this verse,
他是多么的喜乐。
He was extremely joyful in himself.
他是多么的得安慰。
He was extremely comforted.
他终于按照神给他的托付，按照神的律，把他一生跑尽。
What God has entrusted to him, according to the laws of God,He has accomplished it.
所以今天地上啊，基督徒的团体千万个。
You know, today on earth there are so many Christian organizations.
基督徒也很多。
There are so many Christians.
请我们记得。
But let us remember.
只有那些遵照规矩走的人，将来得奖赏。
It's only those who follow the rules will receive the prize.
只有那些遵照规矩的团体，他们才真正的。为主做见证。
It's only those organizations that follow the rules, then only then can they become a testimony for God.
所以保罗告诉我们。
So Paul tells us.
这些事我们要思想。
Paul says, consider all these things.
你如果思想。
And if you consider them.
神可以给你悟性，给你智慧。
Then God will give you wisdom. God will give understanding in all things.
愿主祝福我们大家。
May the Lord bless all of us.
我们请低头再点祷告。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Oh Lord, we want to thank you with all our hearts.
今天你按照你的荣耀拣选了我们。
Because according to own glory, you have chosen each one of us.
你把我们放在这个属灵的运动场上。
And you have placed each and every one of us into this sporting arena.
主啊，你要叫我们按照你的规律行。
Lord, you have instructed us that we should compete with a God.
你也知道我们是软弱的人。
Lord, you know that we are people who are weak.
我们凭自己的力量，我们是无法遵行你的律法的。
By our own strength, we will be not able to keep your laws.
我们要感谢你。
We want to thank you, Lord.
是你道成肉身来到地上。
Because the Lord Jesus came in the flesh.
你亲自为我们成全了律法。
And how you fulfilled the law.
今天你又把这个生命赐给了我们。
And today, yet you have given us this life.
主啊，今天我们里面有力量。
So today, Lord, in our inner man, there's strength.
我们可以遵循你的律法。
We can follow your laws.
我们只要活在这个生命的里面。
If only we live in this life.
按照圣灵的引导。
If we follow the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
自然能走在你话语的规则中。
Then truly we can walk according to your rules.
能够叫你的心得到满足。
So that we can be a people pleasing unto you.
主啊
，Lord，
你还没有回来。
Lord, you have yet to return.
你还给我们机会。
You are still giving us opportunities.
我们求你让我们能明白这些话的意思。
We pray, Lord, that you help us to understand all these words.
让每个弟兄姊妹都起来遵行你的命令。
That all brothers and sisters will arise,
顺服圣灵在
你
的带领。
And they will be submissive to your leading.
以至于整个教会的建造也是按照你的规律。
And even the entire building of this church will be according to your rules.
愿你在这里得着安息的所在。
Oh Lord, may you can find a place of rest.
愿你在这里能设立你的宝座。
Indeed, Lord, you can raise and establish your throne here.
我们求你祝福这些话。
Lord, we pray that you bless all these words.
我们从深处再把感谢归给你。
So from the innermost of our being, we give you all thanks.
求你听我们的祷告。
Oh Lord, hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
For we pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen.